Text. Some scenes contain sequences of flashing lights that may affect photosensitive viewers. On an expanse of snow-covered prairie, a billboard displays a smiling family in a convertible. "Welcome to Purgatory, you'll never want to leave." A pickup truck pulls to a stop behind the sign and a man in black snow boots steps out. He trudges through a snowy forest and across the surface of a frozen lake toward an RV parked on the ice. On the banks of the lake, a woman wearing neon yellow snakeskin boots steps into the foreground. The RV door opens and the heavy-set man with a graying beard enters. The yellow boots march across the ice. The man sits heavily in the RV and checks a fishing line. A woman in a bright yellow fur coat and pink earmuffs opens the RV door with a grin.
"Did someone order the spicy tuna?"
"Mercedes, how many times I gotta tell you, hush, you'll scare the trout."
"As long as you're not telling anybody that we're hanging out, Randy, what choice do I have? When it comes to purgatory friendships, it's,
Slim pickings at the fishing hut."
Randy offers a small yellow and green fishing lure.
"A jiggler? What is this, trawling for noobs?"
Mercedes opens a glittery case revealing a variety of colorful fishing lures. She presses her lips together as she selects one. Randy lifts a glass.
"Shortbread martini?"
"Do you add my nutmeg twist?"
"Please."
Mercedes smiles warmly and Randy pours the cocktail.
"Okay, they're biting."
Mercedes takes hold of the fishing line.
"Oh, they're really biting."
Randy frowns and turns to look outside where more fishing poles are bobbing over holes in the ice. They go outside.
"What did you do, bait the lines with crack?"
"Sheesh, boys, buy me dinner first."
A dark shadow passes under the ice.
"Do you think we can make it to the cars?"
"We've got a hoof."
"Good thing I always dress for cardio."
Mercedes and Randy run. The dark, sinuous shape encircles the RV below the ice. Inside the RV, black tendrils snake up through the fishing hole and out of the open front door. The gooey black form crawls onto the ice, pulsating and writhing. Mercedes looks around in the forest with a worried frown. Randy sprints to his truck and takes a rifle from its bed. A blonde woman wearing jeans steps behind Mercedes.
"Maybe a little. Hell was cold and dark, and I've been on my own for years."
She lurches forward as black smoke.
"Look, lock mess. I don't know what you are."
She sends Mercedes flying to the snow, then grabs her by the jacket and yanks her to her feet.
"Not here for you."
She flings Mercedes again.
"But just to be sure, this is the Ghost River Triangle where bad things happen to good people."
"Hey, bad thing. Get away from her."
"Sure, Grandpa. Though, isn't she a little bit young for you?" "Not that young.
I had to kick a girl and she's down."
"She's the second best angler I know."
The blonde smirks at Randy.
"And she's my friend."
The blonde grabs Randy's gun.
"Look, I'm not picky. I only need one of you to bring me the air."
"The Earth air?
Why, Nona?"
The blonde tosses the rifle and saunters toward Randy.
"Hey, Snow Snatch. Not him. You want Earp? I've been a ride or die since high school. But guess what? Winona doesn't live here anymore."
"Oh, I know. But she'll be back. Once I bait the hook. Meeny, meeny, miny."
The blonde turns to Mercedes.
"Oh.
She picks Mercedes up by her throat.
Not the face. It's been through so much. And I wish I could see the look on yours when Winona Earp kicks your icy ass!
The blonde raises her clawed fingers. A pair of legs in yellow snakeskin boots lie on the snow forming the letter A. The rest of Mercedes' bloody limbs have been arranged with tree branches to spell the name, Earp. Title: Winona Earp Vengeance. Hohokam Reservation Casino, Tombstone, Arizona. Winona stalks through an employee lounge wearing a sparkly black gown. She grins at a poster of her own face on the wall that says, Blacklisted. She saunters across the flashing casino floor. Winona smirks to herself and glances over her shoulder. She breaks into a smile as she struts down a central aisle. Heads turn to stare at her and she tosses her dark wavy hair over one shoulder. She sidles up to a blackjack table and a security guard immediately grabs her by the ear.
Gentlemen, which one of you is gonna flush my back door?
I didn't even get to cheat yet!
He beats her in a warehouse.
You hit like a girl, hard and with perfect form.
What kind of idiot thinks you can scam Paco Daisy in his own casino?
The kind that doesn't carry an ID. Though you are one chips and walk away from a free chalupa.
You asshole. That's not Joe's to take.
Winona nods to a poster.
Hey, it's the Wyatt Earp swag. Right, famous lawman. Old West shootout in the OK Corral right here in Tombstone. Guys, he's a big deal around these parts.
White folks do love their violent heroes. When they're feeling patriotic, they spend more at the buffet.
Wyatt Earp.
Just another apocryphal colonizer who got a revisionist history thanks to his big gun.
I apologize, Shaden. I assumed you were just the muscle.
Got my PhD at Brown. 19th century Americana.
Your big words are being wasted here. You want a jet?
Shaden.
Sorry, boss.
Chaden punches Winona.
Okay. Oh! Okay. Admit, that one hurt. That one's smart. I can't take a beating like when I was 27.
Might as well give it up, girlie. Partner already spilled.
Partner?
They haul in a gagged Doc Holliday.
Doc, what have they done to you?
The guard rips off the gag.
Turn me into a video game.
When this is over, I promise you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Oh, you really don't want this to be over.
The casino boss leans over Winona.
What was your angle here, hmm? Grease my dealer? Mustache boy count cards?
I'm awfully flattered to be addressed as boy, considering my advanced age.
Get this. Blue Eyes thinks he's Doc Holliday. Wyatt Earp's buddy?
You know, I don't love you two.
Oh. Doc Holliday. The greatest gunslinger who ever lived.
Top 20 for sure.
I beg your pardon. I would have gotten away with robbing you fools blind if Winona could learn to bluff.
Well, at least I brought a weapon.
The guards frown and tilt their heads. Chaden searches under Winona's gown.
Hey.
He pulls out a long revolver.
It was in her Spanx.
Go start digging.
Okay, don't cheese your beans. Peacemaker only kills demons. Lights up when you point it at one. Well, lights up for me.
And you.
The gun glows in Chaden's hands. The casino boss scowls at him.
You cheating Nazi.
The casino boss's eyes turn red.
I think I found the boss's tell.
Paco is a demon.
We're never gonna get that chalupa.
Purgatory, the sheriff talks to a mom on the street.
Stop by the cafe, Sheriff. We just put a fresh bun on for you.
What, both of you?
Just when I needed it. Thank you, Chrissy.
Hi, Natalie. Go Blue Devils.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey,
looking
Kyle.
Good.
Back at you. How's your brother?
I got those tulips you ordered, Sheriff.
Oh, Freddie, thank you so much. I will be by the shop later, okay?
Nicole pulls out her ticket book and approaches the driver of a parked Jeep.
Ma'am, you can't park here.
I'm waiting for my wife. She's like a big deal in this town.
You trying to nepo baby your way out of a $30 ticket?
Also hoping to get frisked.
Oh, really?
Nicole kisses the short-haired woman with a grin.
Mrs. Waverly Earp.
Mrs. Nicole Hott.
Public disguise of affection? Kind of unprofessional, don't you think?
Hi, Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
So, girls, Randy Nedley didn't show up for Samba Karate this morning. Anywho, I gotta fly. I gotta go ice my dojo. That Sensei Rick is very thorough. Bye-bye.
Wow. I kinda miss when she was too homophobic to overshare.
So what are you thinking?
That my mentor, the Sheriff Emeritus, Mr. Randy Nedley, often has one too many beer tap blues while out on his highly illegal fishing hut, which I have to pretend I don't know anything about. Still, do you fancy a drive to the edge of the Ghost River Triangle?
I thought you'd never ask.
Also, I picked up the mail.
Oh, yay! New postcard from Winona. Oh, my God.
You know, it's so funny to think about your sister acting all touristy at the place where your ancestor made his mark.
Sounds like she's in a good place.
Doc punches a guard.
What now, Herb?
Same as always. Just have fun out there. That's right, pork chop. Winona Herb, crazy chick with a demon-killing gun.
Winona escapes her ropes and slams her chair into the demon boss. She kicks and beats him to the ground.
Doc!
Doc takes down a guard with the chair and Winona dives across the floor to her glowing gun.
This was our play. Get caught so you'd bring us to the one room we couldn't breach. Your vault.
You were a slut!
There's that high tone dude they love in hell, which is where I'm about to send you.
Winona shoots the demon between the eyes and he dissolves into a pile of ash. Doc picks up a knife. The remaining guard raises his hands.
May I?
Rather, you did.
Doc throws the knife through the guard's hand. Winona smiles and waves.
Hi.
Doc takes off his hat.
Hello.
She pulls him down to her.
You like that?
It is always a treat watching you do what you do best.
She gets closer.
There's one more thing I'm pretty good at.
Need I remind you that we are here to crack a safe?
You need pants for that?
I do not.
Okay.
They kiss. Winona pulls off Doc's jacket and shirt. Winona rolls onto her back. She and Doc's hands stroke each other's bodies hungrily.
Surprise, it's gonna be wild.
Winona lies on top of Doc, her lips locked with his. The sheriff's white SUV, labeled number 69, drives down a desolate snowy country road. Nicole and Waverly pull up to a stop next to Randy and Mercedes parked cars.
Nedley?
Mercedes?
The cars are empty. Nicole calls into the wilderness.
Sheriff Randy Nedley!
Nicole pulls out her gun and they set off. Winona and Doc lounge in a motel.
2 whole years running cons with a back of a suitcase.
Mm-hmm. But every dollar we steal...
Oh, brings us one step closer to getting our own farm. Place to settle down. Bring Alice home. Man, Gus's place in Montana.
All right, enough math. Let's hit the blackjack tables.
That also requires math.
Make this wad into a bigger wad.
The way you play, darling, which is good and roosted, our wads only get smaller.
You love me, Rooster.
I love you. Full stop.
Winona smiles.
Then why are you being such a wad? Spent some of this on things you wanted.
I don't remember wanting to lose 10 grand at the tables last month.
Winona frowns guiltily.
I'm sorry. I'm tired.
Boring.
Dog jumps off the bed.
Oh, come on. I didn't mean...
He gets dressed.
You're not, obviously.
I believe I shall take some air.
Come stay and take the herb air again.
I just need to clear my head.
It'll be hours or days this time.
Don't wait up.
I never do.
Doc hesitates in the doorway, then leaves. Winona turns on the bed and gazes at a framed portrait of a smiling dark-haired little girl. She puts the portrait face down.
Dudley!
Nicole paces through the woods with her gun drawn. She finds a fishing lure on the ground. She looks around and takes a few steps forward, then almost trips on Randy, who lies in the snow.
Nedley!
Too slow, Mercedes.
Hey, you're hurt, but you're alive, okay? Wait. Stay still.
Waited for you.
Nicole grabs for her phone.
I knew you'd come.
Okay. Shh.
911, what's your emergency?
I need paramedics on Route 72. That's right, border of the Ghost River Triangle.
We're on our way.
Hey, I found Nedley! Attacked by a bear!
Waverly finds the remains of Mercedes.
It wasn't a bear.
She dials her phone. Winona answers in her motel room.
Baby girl, did you get my postcard?
What do you mean, dead?
What do you mean, Herb?
Winona swiftly packs her things into a garbage bag while making a call.
Okay. Come on, cowboy. Pick up. Do the old-fashioned way.
She writes on a motel notepad, then stabs a knife through the note on a pillow. She opens the closet and takes out a black leather jacket.
Here I come.
She drives through the desert past towering mesas. The sun goes down. The car's headlights turn down a dark two-lane highway. At daybreak, Winona's white limo with casino brand and flame decals is cruising down snowy country roads. She passes the Purgatory billboard. The limo pulls under the wood arch at the entrance to her family ranch, where Nicole and Waverly's vehicles are parked. Winona lurches out of the driver's seat. She holsters her revolver and smiles at the small house with wood piled in front of it. She steps through a barn door and two guns aim at the back of her head. It's Nicole and Waverly. Winona grins and raises her hands without turning around.
The metal earmuffed, hello? I was just hoping for a hug.
You bring donuts?
I didn't even bring a bra.
The women hug Winona.
Baby girl's woman.
We weren't expecting you so soon.
I drove the Pacamobile all night. Welcome home, Winona.
Oh, I still use these ribs on the regular.
My hero. Wow. The champion.
Fucking Winona is fine.
They go into the farmhouse, which is decorated in shabby chic style.
Whoa! So, you moved to the kitchen. It's smart. Turn my bedroom into a craft room. Dumb. But since you're renovating, I'd also redo the stairs.
Oh, yes. Shut your mouth.
When did Karen from Planet Hobby Lobby move in?
Winona frowns at a kitschy sign.
Is that a homophobic typo?
Oh, that's why we got it free. Reclaimed phrase, reclaimed wood.
Speaking of reclaimed wood,
where's Doc?
Where's all my stuff?
Do you mean your weed?
No.
We donated it to the orphanage.
Those kids are gonna get fucked up. Look at all this stuff. More BBD gack? Enough googly eyes to choke an unlicensed daycare? And honest, a fucking loom. Jesus, hot. You should be keeping my sister busier.
Oh, we maintain a robust schedule.
Yeah, I see that on your chore wheel. Hey, it's your turn to clean the baseboards. Whatever that means, I'm gay.
Winona grabs a small box.
Let me guess. Box of condoms?
That is the Elcher Minificial Box of Containment.
I can barely contain how jazzed I am that my box has to sleep in the barn. After Mercedes' wake.
Waverly and Nicole smile sadly.
How bad was it?
Let's just say there's not going to be an open casket.
So demons.
We don't know that.
Nicole, what was left of Mercedes' bits was used to spell out our last name. So unless some enterprising coyote has taught themselves how to read, then we need the Earp Air home.
Even if it's a trap?
Especially if it's a trap. We both have 5 minutes to get funeral fabulous.
Okay.
Meet you by the demon limo.
The thing that did this is fucked.
Nicole frowns at Waverly.
What?
I wish you would have talked to me before you called her.
I don't need my wife's permission to call my sister.
No, what are you gonna wear?
Brought you two coffees. Extra coffee.
Doc looks around the motel room.
Truth? Why don't,
He spots the note stabbed to the pillow. He reads it with a furrowing brow.
Oh, I will be. And you misspelled trouble.
Winona and Waverly attend the wake in a bar.
Hey, this is Mid.
Forgot about the purgatory side eye.
And Mercedes Gardner was more midriff than mid.
She would want this to be a real penny chopper.
Nicole arrives.
Ooh, hi, baby.
Hi.
Let's get a drink.
You mean another drink?
Hey, we spent hours trying to figure out what did this.
And what flavor Pop Tarts goes best with gin?
It's frosted strawberry.
You know what? We had a lot of catching up to do. So we caught up with the ketchup.
Yeah. You do you. Be right back.
Waverly eyes Winona. They sip drinks.
Was it just me or did your wife get more?
The town is finally thriving. She just doesn't want things to, like...
Because everybody here hates me.
Not the people that matter.
You did a hell of a lot for these numpties. It kept you safe from
D's nuts. Father Bertucci.
My sweet child. Winona.
Father Bertucci paces away.
Did this in one font?
You did the best you could.
Whatever. I'm here for her. She died with her boots on.
Those things are hideous. Even the bear wouldn't touch them.
Throttle down, Jasmine.
The body's not even cold.
The body's in several pieces.
Yeah. You know what that tells me? She fought like fuck.
Mercedes went down swinging. What a crazy awesome bitch.
Mercedes thought she was such hot shit since high school.
Yeah, takes shit to know shit.
You saying you're shit?
Don't twist her words.
I wasn't there for much of high school. Left to major in jello shots and juvie.
Got exiled to the Hanley Home for Girls first. We got up to some wild there, eh, Winona?
Minored in childhood trauma, Cherie. It's all a bit hazy.
The three of us and Penny Kessley. We were kind of mean to you.
A long time ago.
Where is Penny? I probably couldn't get a sitter. Her kid's dad's being such a tool. Winona's got a great system for dealing with bad dads. Claim it was demons and shoot them in the back.
Now someone's about to get punched in the front.
Stop.
So, Winona's home.
Oh, yeah. She always knew how to make an entrance.
Oh, you sound jealous.
Come on, she's wild and mild. It works.
Yeah. Friendships are like that. Mercedes could barely keep up with this ruse.
I got your text. I don't really understand what pineapple robot emoji means.
Well, it means I got a broken wing. and I don't text good.
I'm glad you're okay.
I don't feel okay. I don't remember much, including what the perp looked like, so don't bother asking me.
You kidding? It's a miracle you're even upright. Gave you enough drugs to knock out Iowa.
Opiates don't work on me anymore. I passed 17 kidney stones in 4 years.
Randy sips a flask.
It's chilly out. It's a cold front rolling in. There's a rum punch, and they got the game on.
Can't quite bring myself to go in there.
Hey, none of this is your fault.
20 years ago, I would have gotten to the truck faster. I would have had that shotgun in the hut with me. Younger me might have saved her.
Yeah, well, a younger you wouldn't have been friends with the likes of Mercedes. That counts.
Randy sets his jaw and nods.
Nicole Purgatory hasn't lost anyone in a long time in this way.
I got it covered. I've been telling everyone it was an animal attack.
Oh, careful. Careful, Sheriff Hott. I lied to everybody for 30 years about what goes on around here.
To keep them safe.
Randy meets Nicole's gaze.
I was scared. Don't be like me. Don't confuse protecting people with deciding for them.
This is just a blip. Whatever happens next, I can handle it.
Father Bertucci runs from the bar.
You better start with the Sinner Sisters.
The women brawl inside. Nicole grabs Winona.
Put me! My sister's name out of your viper mouth! She went from Pop-Tarts to Pop-and-Tops!
Okay, that is enough! I can take the littlest lesbian.
She's bisexual, you muppet.
I actually identify as pansexual now. Oh,
baby girl, your journey.
God, stupid herbs. You both are going home right now. I'm calling you a cab. Sucker!
No way! I get Chris taken back.
Oh, but don't worry. I'm going to be up all night filing a report on why there was a battle royale at a wake.
Just as Mercedes would have wanted. My mom's mad, dude.
No way. She loves people, right? And I love her.
Okay.
Nicole shoves the sisters out of the bar. The townspeople glare.
Don't worry, everybody. It's all uphill from here.
The blonde woman saunters down the middle of the deserted street under a full moon. Nicole sits in her office with a pizza filling out paperwork. Nicole looks up to see the woman sitting there.
Oh, I'm working after hours, all by your lonesome. That's Nedley's lucky bandana. He certainly was luckier than Mercedes.
She drops Mercedes' head on the pizza.
Hands up now!
Or what? Or I blow them off your wrists.
The blonde smokes behind Nicole and throws her to the ground. Nicole aims her gun again.
I'm Sheriff of Purgatory.
Well, you're a lot more than that, Nicole Hott. You're Winona Earp's best friend.
Nicole shoots the woman square in the chest and the wound heals over. The blonde kicks Nicole onto her back in a jail cell. Nicole struggles to her feet.
What do you want with Winona?
Revenge, payback, the whole
Moby Dick. Oh yeah, you certainly seem like a dick.
Okay, we can trade quips later. Right now, I need the first of three precious things from you. Number one, your wedding ring.
Nicole shuts the blonde inside the cell.
Over my dead body.
Get out of my head.
The blonde clings to the bars and smiles. She closes her eyes and steps right through the bars. Nicole stares open-mouthed. Nicole flies across her office and lands in a heap on the floor. The blonde grabs her by the chest.
Doesn't anyone listen around here?
She pins Nicole on the desk.
You're
ring and revenge.
She bends Nicole's ring finger backwards and slides the ring off. Doc comes in firing. The blonde winces.
Revenge is overrated. I should know.
Doc!
The blonde's wounds heal and she smiles.
And that's my cue.
Next stop, Winona's teen trauma. Hugs and kisses to Dawson's freak.
The blonde tosses a bandana on the floor and leaves the station. Doc rushes to help Nicole up.
And that was confusing.
And painful.
I saw the light on, and I knew the best lawman that Purgatory's ever known was burning the midnight candle, or fighting a particularly comely demon.
Yeah, well, it's either her or the Herb Sisters. They're also on my shit list.
So business as usual.
This one feels personal.
They turn to Mercedes' head on the pizza. Meanwhile, Winona and Waverly awaken in a messy house.
I haven't been that drunk in ages.
Long overdue. A lot of things. But these blankets smell like horse. When's the last time you washed them?
I'm pretty sure that's your old leather jacket.
Want whiskey?
No,
I'm good.
But you're better bad.
Bad influence.
Nicole will be fine.
Oh, kind of thought she'd be more jazzed to see me.
Lying on the herb, feeling guilty and turning down hooch. Doc's got you tamed.
If anything, Doc thinks I'm a lot.
There's no way.
Oh, no. Keeps disappearing for hours at a time. I mean, we're still the best. We're still the best when we're fighting and fucking.
Roger that.
But when we have to stop running and talk, it's just never been our strong suit. We're saving up to buy a place. Alice is 5.
Now. A little kid who could use a mom.
But she has one. Aunt Gus.
You deserve to be happy, Winona.
I am happy knowing my daughter is safe. I can't even keep my baby sister from getting jumped by some group home skanks. How would Doc and I protect a kid?
With your whole heart. You have to tell your person how you feel.
You first.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
Winona props herself up.
You've been working police dispatch?
Yes.
In Chrissy's coffee bar? Volunteering at the old folks' home?
With the occasional shift at the cat cafe, though tending pussy's more of a hobby.
Don't change the subject with a hilarious off-color joke. That's my move.
You've also developed a crippling craft addiction that has robbed me of a bedroom. Now who's running in place?
What else am I supposed to do around here?
Literally anything you want.
Jeremy has been calling. He wants me to join him overseas. Restructure the Black Badge Division.
That's your future right there, baby girl.
I can't leave Nicole.
Leaving doesn't mean forever. Put in proof of that, baby. Nicole's no stranger to ambition, and she's not selfish. Ginger Dread can take care of herself.
Doc helps Nicole inside.
Will help.
She took your ring?
Your wedding ring?
Maybe it's just a broken finger.
She broke your finger? I love that finger.
You're gonna have to get creative with your sex lives.
Park their melting moments for a spell.
I'll switch to toes for a few weeks.
It's not the primary digit for that.
Well, did you get a look at this asshole?
Big blonde mane, fit, tentacle powers.
She's hard to miss.
But you did miss.
No, I ain't true. My bullets did nothing.
So a demon.
A demon who would have killed me if Doc hadn't have shown up.
It is the ideal finger to lose if you had to choose.
I did not get to choose.
Well, it sounds like Octobussy will be easy to find.
Most people think the pinky finger is superfluous. But you need it. Yeah. For balance.
The women break into grins.
Sounds wrong to say this exactly right now, but I've missed this.
The bat shittery of our lives.
That shittery of you girls.
They all hold hands.
Now it feels less like a reunion and more like a reboot.
Well, I'd like to reboot this demon and her coach.
She's gathering items. My ring was just the first. She said she needs 3 precious things.
Why not? She called you Dawson's freak.
What did you say?
And I did manage to swipe this off her wrist. It's a friendship bracelet with Waverly's name on it.
My name, but not my bracelet. When I was 6 years old, I made it.
For me.
Waverly frowns. Winona jumps to her feet and storms out. Nicole follows.
Hang on. I got it. Not you, Henry. We're talking.
Oh, Jerusalem's crickets.
It's 20 years ago. The day I lost this bracelet, I was 15 years old, living in a shitty group home. Family's wayward girls. I was so determined to show them.
Them who?
The other Dawson's freaks. That's what we called ourselves.
20 years ago, teen girls follow Winona to the barn.
Holy shit.
Seriously, Winona. This place is even creepier than I imagined.
No wonder you're so fucking weird.
Stop pooping in your low-rise jeans. If you're that scared, we can jet.
I'm bored and I'm cold. I thought we'd at least do it inside the murder house.
It's not a murder house. It's a murder home.
Cute.
Wyatt Earp took this lasso from the old West sheriff who put a curse on him. The demon Clutie.
My Clutie is itchy.
And amylite is the hell mineral. Bedrock surrounding the homestead is loaded with it.
This is a load, all right.
Look, Penny, Jasmine, Sheree, you all wanted me to prove it. That this land, my family, the curse, that it's all real.
Right. Keep your tampon in.
It has to be now. Today's the only day we can do it.
Thursday?
Time of the Hunger Moon.
That's so not a thing.
The Blackfoot call it Katoi. When the veil between Earth and the underworld is at its thinnest. When all your energy turns to survival.
Sure, Winona. So is this really where you shot your dad?
I was aiming for the ghouls who grabbed him. Yeah.
You actually believe demons did it, don't you?
They've been coming for me and my own my whole life.
Revenus ad se ostendenum invocamus. In nomine Clutie.
In nomine Earp.
The girls hold hands in a circle. Their eyes dart around the dimly lit barn. A stone in the center of their circle falls down on its own.
It's the cops. We got a bail.
Wait, my bracelet. My baby sister made me that.
Who cares? Busted.
Okay, come out of there with your hands up. You're all under arrest for trespassing.
And that was it for me from there on out. It was all mental institutions and juvie till I turned 18. Now it turns out that wasn't my only fuck-up. We must have conjured up the demon after all.
What? Okay, so what's it doing here 20 years later?
The Hunger Moon is in 2 days. We've got everything this demon wants right here.
On the homestead?
Of course not. Demons can't get past the amylite bedrock.
Yeah, well, guess what? This bitch doesn't play by the rules.
She wants some second magical item. Maybe Brainy Girl can figure out what it is. It's gotta be somewhere in purgatory.
No, 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 you're not gonna use my town as bait. Or my wife.
Why? Because you're the only one who gets to keep Waverly on the hook?
What's that supposed to mean?
Despite the circumstances, I am simply delighted to see you. And your new hairdo is so fetching.
That is for whoring and gambling and leaving Winona alone at night.
Most evenings, I simply walk. I do some bird watching. But you must see the fresh fire in Winona's eyes in the face of all this. 2 years ago, she ran away with me inspecting a circus. So I must feign to let the tiger out now and then. The woman I love, she's addicted to calamity.
She does get easily bored.
Yeah, well, the last thing that I want is Winona Earp to get bored of me.
But you've changed. Change is natural. So why should it feel like a betrayal?
Is that Megan Thee Stallion?
She's so good.
You know, the first time I pressed play, I was expecting something different.
Well, anxiety aside, it must be tiring.
I will never tire loving the wildest stallion of them all.
Mustang. Stallions are boys.
Waverly Earp, are you attempting to school me on the ponies?
I mean, even though he's been dead to the world for centuries, you still have to play Doc Holliday instead of just being Henry.
You could try not being a dick. But I wouldn't bet on it.
A guard points a gun.
Can't protect this place or Waverly
by making them smaller.
Well, and you can't just show up here and destroy everything we've built because you seanced a little too hard when you were 15.
If you really wanted to secure Purgatory, you'd tell them we're under demon attack.
I'm not going to tell a bunch of people to stop living their lives just because I can't keep some fentanyl creeping in.
Am I the fentanyl in this scenario?
At least fentanyl takes away your pain.
Winona raises her brows.
Winona, I would literally kill for you, but the chaos that you bring.
We really could use a little chaos. It means a chance to spread her wings. She needs more than hot sex and crochet.
Lately, she can hardly hold back her more, especially when she is stressed out. I mean, nothing stresses her out more than her
wasted potential.
Nicole stops in her tracks and swallows.
You should have a little more faith in me and your wife.
Winona and Nicole stomp back into the house.
God forbid Winona Earp doesn't get what she wants.
Yeah, now I'm gonna pull that judgment stick out your ass.
Ladies, we have company.
Not this guaca shit. Did you bring me my points card?
I hate your chalupa.
May I introduce...
Agent Lafferty.
Agent?
I was undercover at the Daisy Casino trying to bag the big boss when you and Winona... Though I'm not sure how you got the drop on Paco given he was a...
Asshole?
A demon.
I mean, that seems pretty far-fetched.
You know what? You can drop the act. I'm one of you.
Lafferty tosses a badge to Waverly.
Black badge.
It's a cross-border task force that investigates the paranormal.
Yeah.
Chief Chetri recruited me after he heard I encountered your work in Tombstone. Wants me to keep an eye on you.
Jeremy told you to follow us to Purgatory?
Oh, I figured out where you went when I cased your hotel. Found your little note to Doc.
That was private.
You misspelled trouble.
And that's judgment.
Winona snatches her note. She and Nicole frown at it.
I'd like answers.
Well, I'd like to be back in the middle of the threesome in Chicago. I'll repeat to you now what I said to Doc then.
Sheath your piece. It's not a shooting contest.
He fires into the ceiling.
Come on, just your casino tits.
This is serious. You're acting like children. I'm tired of busting cut-rate mobsters on misdemeanors, and I'm tired of pretending I didn't see something with red eyes and wings attack my little brother while we were hiking up Humphrey's Peak. I'm hungry, and I want to be a part of something bigger.
Winona rolls her eyes.
Regardless.
3 yards?
We don't need any outside help.
We need all the help we can get. This thing is built different.
And so am I.
We need guns.
We've got Peacemaker.
Winona, you didn't see her.
But she hasn't seen me.
Okay, enough. Nicole just lost my third favorite finger. And with Jerbear gone, Mercedes dead, Nedley out of commission.
Seems like you're running out of allies.
Winona frowns deeply. Doc and Nicole nod encouragingly at her.
Fine. But I'm not babysitting Kid Cock. He.
Welcome to the squad, Agent Lafferty.
Happy to be here.
This is just a tryout.
Winona leans on the table.
And this is the plan.
I will case the Hanley home for wayward girls for clues. Nicole and Waverly will stay where they're safe, right here.
Hey!
You need to research what we conjured up and what this ring wraith wants, besides the lesbian's golden hoop. Meanwhile, the boys will dig up the totally unnecessary stash of old black badge weapons, just in case.
I hid the munitions out here after I liberated them from an old friend. He, too, is from Arizona.
One man's trash is another man's TNT. Ballad of Holiday's Gold. I'd watch that movie.
Alas, this is not a film.
All right. M240 Bravo, scalable hand grenades. Boy, howdy. Desert Eagle and Onyx with a holographic sight.
Doc tosses a Ken into the air and Lafferty shoots it. Doc nods with a frown.
Too shabby.
Oh, better than that. Come on, Holiday. When's the last time you proved your mettle, huh?
Might be best test the floor before the war, as Winona would say.
That girl's always in your head.
And my heart.
Dog nods to cans on a fence.
Need to stretch first, maybe a baby aspirin. Well, you know what they say. Age before beauty. As I have both. I went first. Well, I looked her up. She's got a criminal record longer than a CVS receipt. She can hold her liquor, though not her temper.
You aim to put a spoke in my tire so my shooting ends up in a ditch.
Lafferty nails another can.
I'm just trying to understand how that particular ancestor became the Honorable Wyatt Earp's chosen heir.
Honorable. When you are the last man standing, you get to write your own story in whatever fashion you desire.
Lafferty smirks.
Including manifesting self-glory. When it comes to true heroes, Winona is the most genuine I've ever known.
And what does that make you?
Lover. A father. Man at a time.
Dog misses his shot.
And apparently, the loser.
Winona wanders the dilapidated halls of the group home. She enters a room with broken blinds, graffiti on the walls, and destroyed objects strewn on the floor. In a flashback to 20 years ago, teen Winona scowls and paces in the home.
Fuck all the way off, Penny!
A blonde woman enters the room.
Oh yeah, that's gonna show up. And, you owe me a quarter for the swear jar.
They never stop.
Look, Winona, you pulled some pretty stupid stuff out there.
I managed to get Officer Nedley's cruiser on top of the high school. That's fun and gifted.
It's debatable. It's your behavior in here. That's my job. That's my responsibility. So, here.
Heal thyself. Maybe it's you.
There are worse things than toning it down to fit in.
They call me murderer.
Aren't you?
Look, you're picking all these fights that you can't win. You're one strike away from getting sent upstate, but I don't know, maybe that's something that you want?
Maybe you feel like you don't have a home that you can go back to?
You don't know me. I know that you should be concentrating on one thing,
getting out of this crap bucket.
Hanley group home, now with extra STDs.
No. It's an allegory. When a crab tries to climb out of the bucket, the others pull it back down. A place like this can feel like nobody is allowed to succeed, but Winona, you could. If you were just a little bit less, you could get a lot more.
Is that supposed to inspire me? You're still working at the same group home you grew up in, lording your power over a tiny group of teen girls. No one's more stuck here than you.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to help you so that you can stop being selfish and you can help her.
Waverly's friendship bracelet.
Leave my sister out of this.
The blonde woman gazes knowingly into Winona's eyes and leaves the room. Teen Winona stares out the window and adult Winona looks on.
I would if I could.
Winona snaps back to the present time with a shake of her head. She steps around the bed and reaches under the pillow, where she finds the book the blonde woman gave her. Heal thyself, maybe it's you. She thumbs through the pages and finds a handwritten note.
You were right. You can't save her.
Doc, get back to the homestead now. We've been played.
Waverly reads in the barn.
We've got Mexican hot cocoa with extra marshmallows and chili powder.
Shelf it hot. I know when I'm being managed.
Hot? Whoa.
I could have helped.
We are helping. Earp. In the way that you do best.
What if I'm itching to try something I'm not already the best at? Something that's new.
Another reno? Running for local office. Or the K word? Kitesurfing? Oh. Kids. Nicole.
Their eyes widen and they rush outside. The blonde woman is there lighting firecrackers and tossing them on the ground.
Is that her?
Oh, hey, girl. Just thought I'd pop by.
Demons can't cross the Amalite bedrock.
I mostly do what I want.
We need to get her guts.
We don't have time.
Time has not been kind to you, sweetie. You used to be so bright, so full of life.
Shut up.
You know, we met once. When you were just the kid's sister to Winona. Talk about a glow down.
This is our land.
And you are stuck on it. Day in and day out, reduced to somebody's wife.
You don't know shit ticket. She's trying to get in your head.
You've got a lot of darkness inside of you. For a bee cup.
Waverly swings at the blonde.
You've had power before. Do you want another taste? And in return, you will help me.
Black enters Waverly.
Get the fuck out of here! Not before I get what I came for! Hey, Waverly!
The wedding ring.
I'll trade you for it!
Waverly's eyes turn black.
Bring it to me. You can't defeat me.
We can't defeat her. We must comply.
Come on, baby, I know you didn't just fucking say that.
We cannot undo what has been promised. We must all submit to our destinies.
Woman, you've never submitted a day in your life!
The blonde puts on the ring and walks across the boundary to the land.
Well, let's give it a try. Ah, look at that. It worked. Whoa, Rager. Okay.
The bracelet. The other bracelet.
I shall find what is cherished.
You better be looking for a Xanax.
Waverly grabs Nicole's throat and throws her down.
Bring it to me.
She shall receive my mercy, or we shall feel her wrath.
You need to stop, or I'll stop you!
Nicole tackles Waverly, her eyes clear.
Baby, if you love me, you will. Stop!
Waverly throws Nicole aside.
Grace shall be delivered through fire if necessary.
Good girl. I knew you were more.
Nicole chases Waverly to the craft room and locks her inside. She leans on the door with wide eyes.
Fuck.
The blonde strolls onto the porch and sits on the porch swing. Inside, Nicole holds the door closed while Waverly shakes the whole house, knocking things off the walls. Waverly kicks down the door. The blonde swings and smiles.
No mortal can cage me.
Just rehinge that door.
The affairs of men are no longer my concern.
I agree with you there.
Oh. You dare to defy me?
It's called love, woman.
That which is precious and personal.
You made two of those bracelets? One for Winona and one for you.
Precious second.
I shall give my mistress what she demands.
Give me the vow.
The other vow.
Nicole, do it. Oh. Okay, you want to try platitude? Try this.
No.
Live, laugh, and fly the fuck down.
Nicole smacks Waverly with a kitschy sign.
Oops. Waverly. Wait. Are you okay? Sorry.
The blonde takes the bracelet.
I hurt your finger.
No. I think Mina got what she came for.
Baby, who's Mina?
Winona drives up to the ranch and stops her truck when she sees the blonde, Mina, standing at the entrance.
You.
The beaded bracelet dangles from Mina's fingers.
You haven't aged a day, Mina. Blood of 1,000 virgins? So sweet of you to remember me. 20 years in hell, people don't exactly send Christmas cards. You went to hell? How? Another innocent victim of the Erp River of shit. You stopped being innocent when you slaughtered my friend and hobbled my Nedley. I didn't have your email. What do you want? To make you suffer. Did you hurt my sister? Oh,
Not as much as her wife did.
Nina lurches into Winona and pins her to the ground.
And it is not fire and brimstone down there, Winona. It is cold and dark and mean! Mean like the demons that I gotta deal with to come and fuck with you.
You're not even at the seance. I was only 15.
Oh, then. Now, young, old. This is what happens to everyone who cares about you, Winona.
You never cared about me.
They get torn to pieces. And that is what the Hounds of Hell are gonna do to the three people that you care about the most. Waverly and Nicole and...
Mina opens a locket.
Your daughter is the heir apparent.
I'm barely her parent. Keep this between you and me. Kill me!
No. Please. I'm gonna torture you. Just like you tortured me and all the other demons that you sent to their doom.
Please.
Yes! Please realize that you are helpless to save anyone who has ever believed in you. When Alice is in the belly of my beasts,
well, Doc's not even gonna be able to look at you.
And all you're gonna do is watch.
Nina strides away, swinging the locket.
Mina Starrett ran the Hanley Group Home for Girls. She was an orphan. She was a resident there herself until she aged out at 18.
Sounds like a real peach.
Thought she was my friend. My only friend there. Now I wonder if she was just trying to keep me small.
Yeah, well, good fucking luck.
But Mina was human.
No, she ain't.
She wasn't at the seance. She wasn't even the target.
Sometimes the devil claims its own.
Whatever Mina used to be, she's the thing trying to hurt us now.
She said she was in literal hell.
And has the power to summon its hounds?
The Urkon, or Bone Gnars.
Yeah, they're more than just a cute nickname.
How hard is it to murk the Urk?
According to French texts, they're rabid, unstoppable beasts, only able to cross the veil to Earth one day a year.
February's Hunger Moon.
Do hate a dark hawk morning.
If given a piece of their target, say a personal artifact like a ring or a friendship bracelet
or a lock of a child's hair,
their Urkon will front a rabid attack. An attack that won't stop until... Ils n'arrêteront jamais de chasser. They will never stop hunting. Ne renonceront jamais à l'appel des odeurs. Never give up the scent. Jusqu'à ce qu'ils se régalent de la chair de leur proie. Until they feast on the flesh of their mark.
Lafferty shrugs at the women.
But you guys have fought things like this before.
No, not like this.
Okay, well, this is a chance for our team to impress the top brass.
I'm starting to wonder if you got more brass up top than brains.
No, he's part right. All we've got to do is hold off the monster mutts long enough for the Erp heir take out their master.
I don't think Peacemaker's gonna work. For the same reason that Mina was able to cross the fence line.
Why not?
Winona sets a bottle of whiskey on the table.
Because I made her.
Winona leaves the house. Doc follows her to the front porch. Winona leans on the porch railing, gazing out at the cold night.
Haven't had the chance to talk. You really talk since Tombstone.
All right, well, what do you got? Pep talk about your favorite Madame Smirkin? Lesson about the time Wyatt took on 20 groundhogs at once? I'll take it.
I cannot remember the last time I seen you look so scared.
Winona squeezes her eyes closed.
I've grown too straight and too wise for tall tales.
Mina's had 20 years to plan the perfect revenge.
I know firsthand what sitting in the dark, nothing but thoughts, retribution can manifest. What a ghastly fuel vengeance can be. But it is nothing compared to what love can do.
She's only 5.
Tears stream down Winona's cheeks.
She never asked to be born in Earth.
Neither did you. And you turned out all right.
Took a while to get there.
Whereas if I leave now, I can be in Montana by noon.
No. We make our stand here at the source or not at all. Besides, I've asked you to run long enough.
Doc scoffs and strokes Winona's face.
Alluring as you are, I ain't never done a single thing that I did not want to do.
Winona smiles through her tears.
I should have done what I wanted. I wanted to bring Alice home. A real home. Here with us.
Doc gazes out at the land and points.
There is a little spot up on the ridge, overlooking the barn. When a Chinook blows in, so do the clouds right at your feet. We can build a little house. We can put up a swing set.
Would that be enough for Doc Holliday?
Doc Holliday died a long time ago.
Doc takes off his hat.
But I think that Alice's father could not want for a thing more. Pretty place to lay his head. Long as his lady is by his side.
Winona smiles and kisses Doc, cradling his face in her hands.
To make one more goodbye.
I have to save who I can.
We ride at dawn.
I shall be there.
Well, dawnish.
Nicole tidies the craft room.
At least you got a backup loom. Dark possessed me through the backup loom, through the backup kiln. Rage goo is squirting out of your eyeballs. It's got a sting. Every time. Any chance you can craft us a way out of this? Gather up the Black Badge Gak. Maybe we can use it to battle Mina and the Hellhounds. Great band name, by the way. Cooper Petey Opal? I think it's a fake. Huh. Oh. Altshirt. Mini official box of containment. Not sure that it can contain a rabid case of damn Dalmatians, but I'll throw it on the pile. Oh, waves. Your custom crocheted cheerleading cosplay. I'm sorry, baby. I know how hard you worked on this. Don't be sorry. I'd still be stomping through the Kootenai Range black-eyed and causing rock slides. You saved me. I held you back. Thank God for that. No, I've been holding you back. Hey. I love our life. Yeah, but you're still an herb. Herbs need adventure. Jeremy thinks Black Badge is compromised. And he needs people he can trust. He's currently stationed in Egypt.
Nicole blinks, shaking her head slightly.
Hey, we are golden.
Waverly gazes into Nicole's eyes.
We could marriage long distance for a little while. Really? Very little while.
Nicole pets Waverly's cheek.
I wish I could be the one to show you the world.
They press their foreheads together.
Tonight, there's no place I'd rather be.
They kiss tenderly.
Maybe it's a
habit. Maybe it's a good way to hide. I listen for a heartbeat.
Their kissing intensifies and Nicole lifts Waverly into her arms. Nicole pulls Waverly's shirt over her head and kisses down her neck. The morning Sue shines on a field of snow. Doc stops his car on the side of a road with Lafferty in the passenger seat.
Thanks again for your help.
That's what we do, we're Black Badge.
I'm more of a black hat. And well, sometimes I do this.
Doc draws his pistol on Lafferty.
Is this because I beat you in shooting?
That was just a game, son.
So what, another test? Hazing the new guy? Chief Chetri sent me.
But Jeremy has not met you or your ambition. No, I've seen what you crave, Agent Lafferty. It is glory at any cost, and that makes you hell for leather.
Don't do this, old man.
Doc nods his chin to the car door behind Lafferty and opens it.
Back, kid.
Lafferty slowly steps out of the car. He leans his head back inside.
You're a hypocrite, Holiday.
Doc uncocks his gun and drives off, leaving Lafferty in the middle of nowhere. Randy finds Wynonna standing over her father's tombstone.
Hey, Daddy. Willa. Should have been here more.
Wynonna looks up at Randy.
Here lie two other herb heirs. Two people I loved enormously.
She shakes her head.
I had to kill them myself.
Randy frowns and blinks.
My whole life has been a boatload of mistakes and missteps. And it sucks. And I'm tired. At least they get to rest.
Yeah, well, you've had more than your share.
Anyone else would have blown their brains out years ago.
Points for me, I guess.
Wynonna purses her lips and nods.
Well,
you've had to do whatever it takes to live with it. Except admit the truth.
Which is?
That you like it. The hunting. Killing. The choosing. After a lifetime of being powerless and on the defensive, you love being special.
Wynonna suppresses a smile.
What gives you the right to judge me?
Oh, get real. These two sucked. Your sister was a manipulative sociopath. Your father was an abusive drunk.
Jesus, don't sugarcoat it.
Your father. My boss.
Randy casts a glance upward, then frowns at Wynonna.
Best fisherman I ever met.
I guess that makes it okay.
Here's the thing your asshole father taught me about winning. History doesn't remember who played fair or who cheated or who had the right gear or whether you sabotaged your competitor's lines. History only remembers who won.
I don't know if I can win. She's a monster.
And you're not just an herb heir, you're your father's daughter, and he was one mean son of a bitch.
Wynonna's eyes narrow.
You know, sometimes it's just about going where the fish are.
Randy walks away with a curt nod. Wynonna frowns and makes a phone call.
Hey, what's up?
Hot. Get off my sister and get on MapQuest. You're designating the field of play. We're going to that.
Cutting it awfully close. He'll be here.
They meet at a grain elevator.
We good?
She's my sister and an herb. But for Mina to send the hounds after you.
Super flattering. I mean, I knew you were obsessed with me, but come on.
I don't have a lot of people in my life willing to tell me when I'm being a jackass.
Yeah, well, they're called friends. Jackass.
Wynonna faces Nicole.
This town's lucky to have you. And Waverly is lucky to have you. And we get your wedding ring back.
Hallmark moments. You're messing with my bloodlust.
Doc's car pulls up as the women march toward a snow-covered field with rifles on their shoulders.
Did I miss the hoedown?
Oh, that hoe's going down.
It's not a party till you get here. Agent Lafferty?
Too personal. This felt like we should keep it all in the family. You sure you want to draw them to us here? What's our strategic advantage?
Call it, Sheriff. Isolated locale, no civilians. Got multiple vantage points and the high ground. Limited coverage for them means maximum visibility for us. We'll see the hellhounds coming for miles.
And they will come. I want you two up top, out of reach. You're what they're targeting.
We'll keep it kinetic.
Doc, you and I will work the bottom.
That's my specialty.
Way to keep it perfect till the end.
A clawed hand reaches around a building, attached to a dark creature.
Do you feel that?
The hellhounds.
Oh, crap.
The women turn out with their guns ready. Hooded figures crawl out of a train car. Doc lights a cigar.
Thought you quit.
I'll quit tomorrow.
Doc draws his gun. A hellhound lurches awake, covered in icy snow, and barrels across the field.
There's so many.
The horde of beasts bears down on them and they fire. They raise their weapons and shoot down the advancing hellhounds one at a time. Hellhounds rise up from the snow and pounce from the windows of abandoned buildings. Winona and Doc retreat around the building.
They won't stay dead.
They will when I get Mina.
Waverly and Nicole move as a team. More hellhounds rise up. Winona and Doc wedge themselves in a gap between buildings.
Where is Mina?
Well, she's gotta be close by.
Winona narrows her eyes.
Well, let's throw her a bone.
Woo! One of you! All this space. Maybe we should blow the craft room out into a super spa.
Ooh, hers and her sinks, maybe a sauna.
Clawfoot tub. You know I love a soak.
Waverly and Nicole snipe hellhounds from a high window of the grain elevator. Winona and Doc run along the top of a train car, landing shot after shot.
Dogs in obedience school.
Yeah, where I should be the headmaster. You know why?
I have an inkling.
Doc ducks out of the way of Winona's line of fire. They embrace front to front, aiming on both sides of each other, shooting the hellhounds that climb the train in an elegant dance. Doc twirls Winona and she throws an explosive on the ground. A hellhound tackles Doc. Winona climbs down the train car and rushes to Doc's side. The ladies give her covering fire.
Doc! Doc!
Doc's eyes open.
Oh, I thought I'd lost you.
Not today. I believe we are poached.
Randy speeds up in his truck.
Deadly.
Randy whips in a circle, knocking down hellhounds.
Who takes the dogs out?
That's why, Randy.
Doc, stay with him. I'm gonna end this.
Winona kisses Doc deeply, then sprints away. Hellhounds rise up from the ground and chase her.
Enough!
Winona looks around at the chaos with her mouth agape. Doc fights off a cluster of hellhounds.
She's not coming here. I need to go where the fish are.
Winona makes a break for it.
Baby, you think you can hold them off long enough so I can get to Winona? What is she doing? Something stupid. It's about time.
Randy drives in circles. Doc runs up shooting and dives into his passenger seat through the open window.
Hey, you know, you should know I just took out Satan's slabberdoodles and didn't even flinch.
Just drive, you old poop!
Winona flees to the interior of the grain elevator where Nicole's police car is parked. Nicole prowls down through a hallway and confronts her.
You're supposed to stay high.
What you doing, Herb?
Last thing Mina told me was that she'd see me in hell, so... That's the part where you tell me I'm crazy.
We're desperate for crazy.
May it be the craziest. Fentanyl's most deadly when it's pure. On its own.
I hate this so bad.
It takes bad to end worse.
It'll want you to end.
We don't want us to lose.
Winona grips Nicole's arm.
I'm ready, Nicole. One last time.
Nicole nods, her eyes filled with tears. Winona steps back.
Don't tell Waverly. She won't understand.
Winona sprints away from the grain elevator, then across the gleaming ice of the pond to the RV. She bursts into the RV through the door and stares at the fishing hole cut into its floor.
This is usually my favorite part, the wet entry.
She jumps in. Floating in darkness, she sees flashbacks from her life.
I do reckon I know that gun.
Are you sure you're okay?
Nobody looking for an Herb will ever find her.
This is your home.
Look, they're claiming that this is your third strike. They're taking you upstate to an adult correctional facility. I'm sorry, kid.
It's not that. My bracelet, Waverly's bracelet. It's the last piece of my family that I have. It snapped off in the barn.
Well, you're not allowed to have personal effects in jail, kid. Sorry.
It was you. You called the cops on me.
I had to. I had no choice. I mean, you were the one that ran off.
You mean I'm the one who escaped? You don't wish I was less. You just wish you were more.
Let's go.
Mina rolls her eyes as the cops load Winona into their car. Mina enters the barn and scans the dim room lit by beams of light shining through holes in the wooden walls. Mina sees the stone standing in the middle of the room. She touches it briefly. She kneels and retrieves the friendship bracelet from the floor.
Gotcha, Herb.
Gooey black tentacles shoot from the stone and drag Mina into it. Winona saunters up to Mina in the underworld, a dark place filled with jagged rocks.
Hey, studio bitchy whore.
What the hell are you doing here?
I'm doing hell.
Uh-huh. I was a prisoner down here for 20 years.
I'm finally privy to the power you always craved, even if it is dark as... Hell.
Fuck you.
That's your tell, Mina. You got out. You could have gone anywhere. But you skittered back into your prison willingly.
You absolute fucking gash.
You had me at hell. Oh.
Winona shoots Mina between the eyes.
You deserve to be down here, not me, you cunt.
Maybe, but no matter how long I sit here, I'll never cut a deal with demons.
Peacemaker won't stop me.
Well, for a minute. A lot of minutes in eternity. You think your dogs won't stop coming? I'll never stop coming.
This is insane. You can't win.
No, but I can keep making you lose.
All right, enough.
I know curses, and now I'm yours. You came from my family, now you will never make your peace.
Mina swings at Winona. Lights flash red. Mina wrestles the gun from Winona's hand. Winona holds the box from the craft room.
I'm faster. I'm stronger.
I'm meaner.
Is that
the Elkhard Magnifico box of containment?
You tricked me.
The best man I know taught me, when you bluff, you gotta go all in.
I'll trade you that jail cell for the thing that makes you the heir. The only thing that's ever made you anything.
That was before. And then my people showed up. It made me everything.
The peacemaker glows with green symbols.
Sorry, girl. We had a time. Hey, Mina. Enjoy your crap bucket.
Winona opens the box and it sucks Mina inside. The red lights turn blue. The Hellhound fighters gather around Randy's truck.
Winona did it. She got the big dog. I'm gonna go double check for strays.
Where is Winona? I promise not to tell.
Lights flash blue and red around Winona. She looks all around her.
All the demons I've ever killed coming for me.
She takes halting steps in different directions.
Just have fun up there. But Alice, she'll be okay. She'll be okay.
You know your thoughts.
Hand plunges down from above and Winona grasps it. Nicole and Waverly pull Winona back up into the RV. Winona sits between them on the floor, wet and panting.
Hey. Waverly here. And her narc.
What, like you got a monopoly on breaking the rules?
Thanks for going in my hole.
Anytime. Not any time, but...
Winona hands Nicole her wedding ring.
Where's Peacemaker?
Winona looks at the box in her hands.
Where she can do the most good. My angel.
Fucking Waverly's fine.
Well, it sounds more than fine.
It sounds delightful.
Waverly and Nicole kiss.
Wasn't on the chore wheel.
They return to the grain elevator.
Agent Lafferty?
When did you get here?
Clearly just in time.
What the fuck, Rookie Blue?
Give me the box.
Do not give it to him.
No shit.
All right.
He shoots Randy's foot.
Son of a... Next one's a little higher.
So you're a Black Badge, but you'd commit treason? Murder?
I'm never getting promoted at Black Badge. I failed the psych evaluation too many times.
I wonder why.
He shoots next to Randy.
I got a better offer. There's lots of organizations that'll pay top dollar for a genuine demon and the ultimate demon-killing gun. Come on.
Lafferty, whatever your real name is, I'm begging you, please. Listen to me. You can't take this box out of the Ghost River Triangle. Mina can never be let out of this thing. My daughter's life depends on this.
Okay.
Lafferty gestures for the box. Doc sneaks up behind him and hides between train cars. He nods to Winona, who hands the box over.
I've disabled your cars. You can't follow me. You can't stop me. But I'm gonna let you live. I'm hell for leather like that.
Somebody will stop this.
No!
Not you.
Lafferty clubs Winona in the head and she falls. Lafferty speeds away with three SUVs. Doc sprints to a paddock where a horse is standing with a saddle on.
Thank God. That's a rail.
Doc gallops after Lafferty and his men on horseback. As the SUVs navigate a narrow road, Doc rides over the crest of a snowy hill. Doc rides down a hillside and is sitting astride the horse in the middle of the road next to the Purgatory billboard as Lafferty's cars approach. They stop facing him in a row. Doc dismounts and sends his horse away. Lafferty and his four armed men get out of the vehicles.
No fucking way. I admit, I forgot about you.
You're a terrible liar.
Had you fooled?
Not for a minute.
Go home, Holiday. It's your woman.
Cannot. And I will not let you leave with that box.
You're too old to stop me.
I'm too old not to.
Now, once upon a time, you may have been the fastest gunslinger in the West, but that was long ago with ancient pistols.
Doc pulls back his coat.
Okay.
You can't take us all out.
I know who I'm taking out first.
Lafferty blinks. Doc gazes steadily at him.
Remember, you wanted this.
They draw and the four gunmen fall to the ground. Then Lafferty drops to his knees and falls. Doc holsters his gun and stands over Lafferty's body.
Nobody wants this. I should know. I fought it for 172 years.
Come on. Doc. Go.
Come on.
Help.
Nicole and Waverly help Winona up. She runs across the snowy hills, her eyes filled with tears. She sees Doc approach in the distance. He smiles and waves his hat at her. Winona beams. Then Doc slumps down on his side. Winona darts across the snow.
Doc! Doc!
She kneels at Doc's side and cradles him in her arms.
Did you get them all?
Please. Do you know who I am?
Winona pulls back Doc's jacket, revealing a dark red bloodstain on his stomach. Doc smiles up at her.
You're my person.
Doc tries to hand Winona the box.
Keep it. There's no one on earth who will do more to keep it safe. And our Alice.
You tell her. All the good stuff.
Doc. You're gonna be okay.
That happened. Many times. More than my share.
Winona covers her mouth with her hand, then strokes Doc's chest.
Doc, we can fix this.
You know, you really are awful at bluffing.
Winona smiles through her tears.
But you're pretty good at the rest of it. All of it, really.
Please let me save you, Doc.
We're gone. You did?
Doc smiles, his face pale.
Doc.
Winona.
Doc closes his eyes and his arms go limp. The pale winter sun shines over the hill as Winona presses her hands and lips to Doc's face, her body trembling. A gray sky hangs over a frozen river and distant mountains. Text. 2 weeks later, Winona stacks stones in front of a grave marker that says, John Henry Holiday, friend, father, bona fide all in.
The box. Mina. And Peacemaker. It's down there too. Meant it when I said he'd protect it forever. And I'm gonna stay and protect him.
Winona glances up at the dark-haired man standing nearby.
Thanks again for flying in, Jeremy.
Are you kidding? We'd have come by canoe.
Winona smiles.
It was a damn good funeral. For his, second funeral.
You're welcome to stay in Purgatory. At the homestead. As long as you like.
Thank you, but, I don't think my back can take another night in the craft room. and my liver definitely can't take more Irpin.
Winona lays a bouquet of wildflowers on top of the grave and stands.
Well, I get it. We've got some work to do. Like finding a way to fix this.
Yeah. Yeah, Black Badge has a lot of unconventional resources at our disposal. I'll try, Winona.
You'll do better than that.
I promise. It'll help that I hired the most ingenious researcher I've ever met.
Do send photos of Abu Simbel. Don't open any cursed tombs. I'm not allowed to enjoy my weekends.
Waverly wears a suit.
Oh, try the fada, but maybe not the street paint.
I'm still going to be vegan in Egypt.
No pyramid schemes.
Very funny. And so lovely.
I'm proud of you.
Waverly beams at Nicole.
Jeremy says the agency is rife with corruption. We need to find out who Lafferty was working for.
You will, because you are Waverly goddamn head cheerleader, tentacle resistant herb.
Don't forget Nicole Hott's wife.
Nicole kisses Waverly's temple.
Okay, my turn. Don't be too hard on her, but don't be too soft.
I'm gonna whip her into shape.
For Easter.
I know.
Nicole and Waverly kiss and smile at one another by the door. There's a fighter coming now. Nicole turns and hauls her suitcase out the door. Jeffrey rushes to help.
Hey, let me help you. Whoa, jeez, wait. How many bras did you pack?
Hey, that's sexist. Over 20.
Finally learning from my mistakes.
Actually feels like I'm finally embracing my inner Winona.
Here's to the adventure. You've earned it.
As long as you got your passport, Agent Earp.
I have a passport.
Amazing.
Thanks for staying.
Yeah, I want to.
The sisters hug tightly. Waverly kisses Winona on the cheek and then climbs into Jeremy's car. The black SUV pulls away from the ranch. Nicole, Winona, and Randy watch from the porch. Randy is in an arm cast and leg boot. Crutches lean on the railing next to him.
Anybody have a rake or something? I got one hell of an itch.
Boo-hoo, we get it. You love casts.
You gonna let her talk to me like that?
Hey, we're gonna get her trained in citizen relations.
Good luck.
After we deputize her.
I can't believe I'm a cop. Are we sure I left hell?
It gets worse. I hear your boss is a real hard ass.
Hey, don't make me tear down that fishing hut.
Fishing's over for the year. But hunting season's about to begin.
You guys still haven't found that sexy werewolf, huh?
Well, we don't know how sexy it is.
Nicole, come on.
And it's Sheriff Hott.
Winona mockingly throws up her hands. Nicole pins a star on her shirt.
I'm Deputy Earp, reporting for duty.
He said duty.
Keep it professional, Sheriff. We're on the clock.
War on top buttons?
Let's get to work.
Winona grins and she and Nicole set off from the porch. Randy lowers his hat over his eyes. Nicole and Winona stride off the property, passing the mailbox and wooden signs that say, Burp and Hot, sometimes holiday, everyone welcome, but demons please knock. Credits. Production Manager, Heather Riscorla. First Assistant Director / Second Unit Director, Emily Renner Wallace. Second Assistant Director, Martin Peterson. Cast, Sherry, Yana Gold. Jasmine, Rosie Simon. Chaden, Wesley French. Busboy, Doug Dang. Father Bertucci, Christopher Hetherington. Team Winona, Rebecca Todd. Team Penny, Lizzie York. Team Jasmine, Nancy Goh. Team Sherry, Bay McPherson. Kyle, Jade Church, Chrissy Nedley, Dana Christina, Freddie, Oren McCusker, Teen, Lorelei Carey, Purgatory Teen, Natalie McMichael. More credits roll.